The U.S. Security Council has unanimously imposed new sanctions on North Korea following the country's latest ballistic missile test.
Today, for the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
U.S. drafted resolution was passed 15-0, seeks to ban nearly 90% of refined oil product exports to North Korea. New measure also orders North Koreans working overseas to earn revenues for the government to return home within a year. Tensions have been rising over the North's nuclear and missile programs, especially in the wake of the country's latest missile test in November. Pyongyang says it needs to boost its nuclear missile capabilities to deter what it calls U.S. threats and provocative actions in the region. And joining us for more on the side of Norway is Mr. John Stepling, author and commentator. Hello, Mr. Stepling. Nice to have you back on the program. Sir, now, your thoughts. Decades of sanctions had led to nothing with Pyongyang. So why are you choking out the ordinary people more? 90% of refined oil exports into the country. You're talking about heating, air conditioning, and, you know, valuable necessities for living.
Well, there's no way to overstate the absurdity of this entire scenario. North Korea is not a threat to anybody. North Korea has, tested missiles, something the United States does weekly. And the last test that North Korea conducted was, I believe, during the same week that U.S. and South Korea were engaged in a massive military exercise just miles off the coast. Nobody mentions that there are undeclared countries with nuclear. You know, Turkey has five times as many nuclear weapons as North Korea. The Netherlands has more nuclear weapons than North Korea, let alone Israel, Pakistan, et cetera, the ones that are declared. So this is just a kind of, fantasy that somehow this poor, impoverished socialist nation is somehow an aggressor. What do they have to gain by being an aggressor? Absolutely nothing.
Okay, John.
They are justifiably worried about self-defense, of course.
So, John, I don't mean to cut you off, John. We don't have much time. In less than a minute or less, if you could. So let's talk solutions here. What's a better way to approach for Washington to approach Pyongyang and de-escalate this issue at hand right now?
North Korea has offered to sit down for diplomatic talks countless times. They did twice during Obama's presidency. This was rejected as a non-starter because the U.S. doesn't really want to discuss, a diplomatic resolution of this. Resolution to this problem. There is no problem. The problem is the United States. I mean, the United States is manufacturing, a fantasy narrative in which North Korea is somehow a threat, global threat, and it's not a threat to anybody, not even its neighbors. Nobody really believes that. So the solution is for the United States to, become a different kind of country, I guess. I mean, because the whole thing is really, frankly, pretty absurd at this point.
Thank you for joining us there and for your input, Mr. John Stepling out of Norway, author and commentator.